This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, some of us really appreciate, most Americans, I'd say. I'd even go that far. I'd say most Americans appreciate and understand our veterans. Maybe we not, some of us who never went to war will never understand what they've been through. We do understand what they fought for. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, if you want to watch live, listen live, you know, take the polls up there. We got all kinds of stuff going on up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been afraid or told to be afraid of. You don't have to be. You don't have to hate them either. You need just to understand them like we do. Okay? You need to understand them like we need to understand other people. So Veterans Day is always observed on November 11th. Now, some of you already know this. Some of you are hearing this for the first time. You know, because you ever wonder about that? Here in America, there was this holiday cleanup bill that went through, I don't know, it was back in the 70s or 60s, whatever it was. And it made all of the holidays on Monday. So you have President's Day, where you lump in a couple of presidents. I'm sure they're very happy about that. They lump all that into one day. But Veterans Day is always observed on November 11th, and originally it wasn't. Originally it was lumped into those days. And a bunch of our veterans and military people got together and said, no, you boneheads, this is significant to November 11th that you just can't swipe away. It doesn't matter what day it falls on. Now this year it happens to fall on a Saturday. And though the Veterans Day National Ceremony, like many ceremonies around the nation, is held on Veterans Day itself, many communities may hold Veterans Day Parade or other celebrations, either, you know, Saturday, Sunday, whenever. Now, on November 11th, why is that such a big deal? Well, in 1919, it started as Armistice Day. But most Americans couldn't spell that, so they... No, I'm just kidding. That would be true today. They'd look at you and go, Armistice? What's that? It marked the date when Germany and allies signed a 1918 agreement to cease World War I hostilities. Earlier in 1919, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed November 11th as the first commemorative of Armistice Day, saying, to us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died, in the country's service, and with gratitude for victory. Now, I'll tell you something. I've read about World War I and our involvement. The Brits weren't so sure they wanted us involved. You know, we were still a fairly new country. We didn't have the military that they thought we should have had. They didn't know if we were disciplined enough. I mean, heck, they've been around 1,000 years. We've only been around a couple of hundred. And when they saw the fighting spirit, I should have pulled that story up. When they saw the fighting spirit. Of the American soldiers, it changed their whole outlook on us. So it took almost 20 years for Armistice Day to become a legal holiday. That started in 1938. Right? After World War II, sentiment grew to make the day one of our observances for all veterans. In 19, 1954, President Eisenhower signed a law that changed the name to its current name. Now, like I said, from 71 to 77, there was an amendment that Congress did that called was the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. Everything was just lumped in on a Monday, right? And it started in 75. They pushed forward, and finally, in 78, President Ford signed a bill that yanked it up and said, "Nah, you know what? There's a significance to that day, and it needs to happen on that day." Although I wish somebody would change Turkey Day. For small business owners, that's a nightmare. Right? Every year. You get it on Thursday. You lose half of Wednesday. Nobody's productive. Come on, give me a break. Nobody's productive. Family's coming into town, or they're already in town. Right? Most people leave early on Wednesday. They want to get out of there, get home, spend some time with the family. That's a good thing. You want to spend time with the family. And then Friday, they come back to work, or a lot of them do, and they're in a turkey coma. Right? They're stuffed. And what does everybody have on Friday? Come on. Come on. Turkey sandwiches. That's what they bring, because that's what I want 2 days in a row.
Lasagna.
Well, for us, it's lasagna. Oh. You know, you want to get rich? Make a turkey pan, a baking pan that I can put my lasagna in. What do you think of that? Anyway, I will not be making turkey lasagna, by the way, for Christmas. Not going to have, I mean, for Thanksgiving. So, I was amazed. Now, don't laugh. I was amazed at how many people didn't know the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Which you would think, I'm sorry for thinking, guys. You would think simply by the name, Memorial Day, it's got to be a little more solemn, right? It's get, people that aren't here anymore, we're doing a memorial for Aunt Betty. Right? I mean, she's not here anymore. Now, Memorial Day, according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, is a day for remembering and honoring military personnel who died, who gave it all in the service of their country. That's one day, I don't care who you are or how cold you are, that's one day you should never forget. You know why? Because that is specifically a day where somebody's heart stopped beating for your right to be here, for your right to have the freedoms you have in this country. And in some cases, they died so that people in other countries could have that right, because we're not the stingy, nasty country. You know, we are the... I want you to think about something during the break. We're the only country on the face of this planet that has the ability, has had the ability to wipe out entire countries because of our superior weaponry, and we haven't done it for our own good. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. Be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to our website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going up there. Also, you know, we've got sponsors you need to go visit and talk to, right? I mean, we Landmark Capital's on a regular basis, and David Fisher and his team are there to help you out, to help you make sure you keep more of your money in your pocket. You know, diversify, whether it's stocks, precious metals, you know, I don't know, real estate, burying your money in the backyard. I got a whole bunch. I'm a big coffee drinker. So I got a whole bunch of, like, these plastic coffee cups. I mean, coffee cans. Can't even call them cans. Containers that I'm selling. Seriously. I mean, you could bury them in the backyard. They won't rot. You know what I'm saying? Hey. There's people that used to bury it in tin cans. go back and get it 10 years later. And let me tell you what, it was worm food. Anyhow, we're talking about Veterans Day because tomorrow's Veterans Day. Hug a vet. No, don't do that. You may get punched. I don't know. They don't know you and don't like it. No, seriously, though, we don't do enough for these guys and girls. We don't do enough for our military who come back here. And it's you know, most of the veterans I talk to, most of them, they really don't need you fawning all over them. Just a thank you on that day. You see them. You see some of these guys are struggling when they came back because we've done a lousy job of helping them out and retraining some of them. And some of them who came back with serious problems, again, we didn't do much to help them out. What's wrong, people? It wasn't the right way to take care of them or any of that. We really need to take care of them. Seriously. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and again, when it comes to those who gave it all, thank their parents. Thank their wives. Thank their kids. Don't let this stuff go by. It's just another day, another barbecue day. You know, tomorrow's a Saturday. Most of you are off already. You're going to be running around with your kids. You might go to an event. You might not. Right? You might be driving around. You'll see an observance. Why not stop and talk to your kids? It's a great learning moment, is it not? It's a great 10 minutes. I mean, you don't have to stand around for an hour. But it's a great time for you to stop and thank them and explain to your kids as to what those men and women did for them. You never know how long they're going to be here. I don't know how long you're going to be here or I'm going to be here. Veterans Day is celebrated in other countries? Well, yes, it is. Several English-speaking countries observe November 11th as a day honoring the military, but it's not usually known by that name. For example, Canada and Australia, observe Remembrance Day on November 11th, while the United Kingdom observes Remembrance Sunday on the Sunday nearest November 11th. However, in these countries, Remembrance Day is very much like America's Memorial Day, day to honor. We just always look for as many holidays as we can get, you know what I'm saying? But America's Memorial Day, a day to honor the nation's wars dead, as well as honoring all who served in the military. You know, I kind of like that idea. You know, maybe we should have a national military weekend. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to call it, but whatever. But in my mind's eye, dead or alive, these military men deserve honor, men and women. Right? So the other thing that I thought was interesting, too, because I was not looking for mail today. I was not looking for banks to be open. I thought it was a federal holiday. Right? Well, most federal officers were closed today. Now, if the holiday falls on a non-workday, Saturday or Sunday, offices are closed on the adjacent workday. Monday, if the holiday falls on Sunday. Friday, if it falls on Saturday. Now, local governments, including schools, may determine for themselves. So it's not a mandated holiday. And they're free to make their own decisions to close, remain open. I'd like to say that our schools were closed. You know what I'd like to do, though? I'd like to find out. I'd like to see. I'd like to make sure, let's put it that way, that when we celebrate Veterans Day, when we celebrate Memorial Day with our kids or what have you, or we partake of the day, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. I truly wish, that we would spend the time. I mean, our schools should be spending the time explaining what this day is all about, what it means. Right? I mean, does anybody agree or disagree? So let's see if I can get this thing out. Yeah, I should be able to. Remembrance Day, right? President Reagan gave a speech for our fallen soldiers. If I get the whole thing out, you'll need lots of Kleenex. If not, you won't even know what he's talking about.
A few moments ago, I placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And as I stepped back and stood during the moment of silence that followed, I said a small prayer. And it occurred to me that each of my predecessors has had a similar moment. And I wondered if our prayers weren't very much the same, if not identical. We celebrate Veterans Day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. The armistice that began on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And I wonder, in fact, if all Americans' prayers aren't the same as those I mentioned a moment ago. For all we can ever do for our heroes is remember them and remember what they did, and memories are transmitted through words. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. And all we can do is remember. There's always someone who is remembering for us. No matter what time of year it is or what time of day, there are always people who come to this cemetery, leave a flag or a flower or a little rock on a headstone. And they stop and bow their heads and communicate what they wished to communicate. I think sometimes of General Matthew Ridgway, who, the night before D-Day, tossed sleepless on his cot and talked to the Lord and listened for the promise that God made to Joshua. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. We're surrounded today by the dead of our wars. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them, what they did, and why they had to be brave for us.
You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. And, I love it when you're in there. I love it when you're talking about, in one of the chat rooms, whether you're up on the website. Go ahead. It's all right. I'll wait. When you're up on the, whether you're up on the website, there's a live chat room going on there as well. All right. It is also live. I guess it's a Facebook feed is what they call it. That's happening, on Facebook. So, head to either one of those, and you'll have smarter people than I am talking in those, or conversing or communicating, whatever you want to call it, in those areas. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I was trying to say before we ended the last segment, because we were talking about veterans. It is Veterans Day tomorrow, so... Don't just sit on the couch. I know some of you are college football freaks, and there's probably college football on 117 stations tomorrow. Can I ask you to take 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 seconds, whatever? Got kids, tell them about it. Tell them about the day, what it means. If you don't have kids, why don't you think about it for a few minutes? Why don't you think about why you can sit there on the couch in your underwear with a beer in one hand and potato chips in the other, channel changer in the other or something? And you can watch football, and you don't have to worry about the government dragging you out of your house. Why you have freedoms that some people never know, come to know, or even appreciate. You have those freedoms for a reason. It's those vets. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always, don't you love it when I do that to you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Ladies, the term, I guess, ladies and gentlemen, no longer welcome on New York City subways. Go figure, right? Turns out that manspreading is not the most pressing threat facing the New York City subway, and neither are the trains that break down in the underbelly of the city, leaving passengers stranded, sometimes for hours, with a continuously playing, some kind of flute ensemble somewhere on the... they have these little things on the train where they have these little bands and people singing and all kinds of whatever. Now, the most pressing issue, roaming gangs and streets, thugs, perverts, manhandling women, homeless people. I mean, New York's just running rampant in some of these areas. People urinating on seats, right? I've seen pictures of giant rats that people have taken on subways and subway stations. No, people, the greatest threat facing the Big Apple subway system is the train conductors using the words, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Post reports the Metropolitan Transit Authority has ordered all subway personnel to refrain from addressing riders as ladies and gentlemen. They will now prefer them. They will now refer. See, that was going to be funny, but now it won't be. I mean, seriously, lady, like, that's so bad? Instead, staffers have been instructed or been told that they must use the gender neutral words like riders, passengers, and everyone according to a memorandum obtained exclusively by the Post. Wow. How about people? Why is that so bad? People cringe when I say that. Why can't you say, yo, people, or hey, people? Ladies and gentlemen, that's so terrible. And riders is so much more, I don't know, cold. Please don't use any other greeting than the ones on this memo. Subway workers say political correctness has derailed the nation's largest subway system. They're trying to be politically correct. One worker told the Post they're acknowledging that they have some transgender riders. They don't want to offend anyone. So why is it that if it's 1% of the riders... This is an honest question. Why do the other 99%, 98% who do identify as ladies and gentlemen, why do they have to change? You're telling me, so even if you're transgender, aren't you transgendering? Aren't you a transgender lady or transgender gentleman? I don't understand. Do you want to be acknowledged as both? Are we supposed to acknowledge you in the beginning, during the transition, and then at the end? Maybe that's it. An MTA spokesperson told the Post that gender issues were consideration for the move. I suspect it was a preemptive strike by the MTA to avoid some sort of legal action. There shouldn't be legal action. It's not something you should have legal action for. And yet, haven't helped the poor cisgen train conductor who inadvertently misgenders a gender-fluid passenger. He'll be fine in New York City for the moment. It's in California he'll get nailed. Gender fluidity, by the way, is not... When I say it's not real, give me the medical link for this. Right? From a medical standpoint, show me where the doctors say this is real. Right? I mean, cisgen is maybe a real word. Now it's probably made it in the dictionary by now. There's no such thing as male or female. The young people now believe that you're neither male nor female, you're whatever. So if I look at somebody that we previously used to call a male, and they're standing there naked, how do I refer to them? So I say, hey, tell me what you are. God forbid something happens to that person, and they're on the coroner's table. Is it tattooed on them somewhere? How is a coroner supposed to know? If you simply identify as a female or whatever, and you're actually male as we know it, I've said this before, just because you're a male and you identify female, does that mean all the male diseases or diseases that are typical to male go away just because you will it away? And then as a female, if you decide to transgender and you're going to be a male, do all the feminine issues go away? Do all the female problems go away? You know, you talk about osteoporosis, heart disease, all this stuff. Does it change? I think these are valid questions. Somebody writes, you could be a male passenger on the B train at 34th Street, but you could identify as a female passenger by the time you reach Rockefeller Center. I mean, this sounds ridiculous, and I'm not even saying that it happens, but you realize under the rules that they put out, it could happen. You could change from hour to hour, minute to minute, second to second. You decide, as the day goes on, what you are. Right? What is the next thing going to be? What's the next story going to be? What's the next way we're going to look at this? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is our fault. Do you be mean and nasty? No, of course you don't be mean and nasty. But you just allow, is it truly anything goes? Right? Is that truly how we should be acting? Should we truly allow anything that a young person or anybody in particular decides to call themselves, that's what it is? See, it's like I said, they don't, you know, my first chapter in my book is absolutes, absolutely not. They're not having them. Because the minute you have absolutes, the minute you start talking, things are black and white, if you would, now you have right and wrong. They don't want right and wrong. They never have. It holds you to a standard. If things are right or things are wrong, then you have to live up to either side, and then you have to own them. You could try not to, but you have to. You know, somebody asked me this week, think about something. Was Anthony Weiner even covered on some of these other stations? ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, any of those do we know of? Probably not. I don't know. But when do we start calling these things out? When do you start fighting for these things to happen? Okay, you think, you know, Mueller protected Obama and Clinton? Now, that's what I'm being told. I'm being told that it looked like, or it has looked like in the past, that Mueller has protected Obama and Clinton. So, you know, people are calling for him to be fired. Now, if he truly did this, maybe we need a special maybe we need a special prosecutor to check out the special prosecutor. So Republican lawmakers are demanding that the resignation of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, claiming the former FBI director was too closely involved with the Obama administration's secret. Now, currently under investigation in Congress is the Russian-U.S. uranium deal. If Mueller was involved in that, we have a problem. But I got to tell you, there's something else afoot here. Because I really haven't heard President Trump screaming about Mueller at the top of his lungs, about how corrupt he is. I got my thoughts on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay?
Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
Back. I believe in you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Yes, I am still here. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be out there watching, but you've chosen this one. And that makes it. Thank you. All I got to say is thank you. Really do appreciate it. So, Let me get, I got so many things I want to try to get through. Now, Mueller, who protected, again, head up to the website. I know I'm supposed to do this, and I keep forgetting. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff, all the things you were taught to hate. You don't have to. Buy the book, you'll find out how true that is. You know, Mueller protected Obama and Clinton. We already know that in the Russian uranium case. Got a lot of things going on right now, and you know we could appoint a whole bunch more of these special prosecutors. Although I don't know why they don't call them special investigators. And we're thinking about what's been going on. Now, Trump hasn't been screaming about Mueller. I don't know why. So either Mueller's got pictures of him doing very bad things, Well, there's something else afoot here. There's something else happening. Now, there were things going on when Mueller was the director of the FBI, which are questionable. Big time questionable. So why is it Trump all over him now? Right? Some people think that Mueller has laid out, you know, big blows to Donald Trump. But when you look at the Paul Manafort thing, for instance, this isn't new. These are old things. I know people are saying, yeah, he's going after the old, he's going after this old stuff. So, you know, he'll suggest that Mueller will suggest that maybe he could drop these charges if they give him more on Trump. But I'd like to suggest you think about something a little differently. I'm thinking that maybe, just maybe, Trump and Mueller, I won't say they're working together, but there's some kind of ground rule, there's some kind of agreement that Mueller may just get so close to Hillary and even Obama, because look at some of the stuff he's overturning already. And he and Trump can push for him to go after an indictment or, you know, go after criminal charges on those two. Because the uranium one thing is really, really is a big deal. It's not small. It's nothing that you just blow off, not think about anymore. Not a big deal. Go by. They've already manned it. They've already signed it. They've already mined it. Not a big deal. It is a big deal. And it continues to be a big deal. But just mark my words. I don't think I've heard anybody else talk about that. And I'm not saying it's a conspiracy thing. That's not what I mean at all. It's just kind of awkward the way this whole thing is coming down, the way it's coming unglued, if you would, or coming out. You know, every year we talk about, well, I've talked about this almost every year. Sex week on college campuses, which is totally useless, right? I mean, because it's usually sex semester on college campus. I mean, give me a break. And we don't need to teach college kids how to have sex. I guarantee that. But at Harvard, there are a few arguing that it's pointless for them to have sex week. Now, students gather every year, and they get together, they discuss condoms, IUDs, the pill, and all other stuff. And supposedly they're supposed to be talking about all kinds of sexual concerns. Now, that's according to the Harvard Crimson. Now, this year's Sex Week includes forays into many aspects of sexual activity, including condoms, consent, healthy romantic relationships. A sex toy shop proprietor will be on hand to teach students how to express wants and needs in sexual content. The goal is to foster positive discussion surrounding sex. To that end, the publication reports that the university hosted
Need help?
No, I know what the word is. I'm just trying to change it. But I guess I'm not going to be able to. So block your kids' ears. Anyway, so the what?
Don't say it.
I'm going to. Hey, we call it the real side for a reason. So now your colleges are teaching students. And this was just currently in, it was recently in Teen Magazine. And even in some of the high schools, right? The university hosted an anal sex workshop. Can you imagine what the graphics must have been like? Students were told that it is a great sexual equalizer because all humans have one. Yeah. Good to know, right? Who knew that all humans had a butthole? I wasn't privy to that. This is sad. It must be readily apparent to everyone that the organizers of these events and the students who attend them, right? Well, what are these things truly all about? Now, Sex Weeks are billed as open-air salons and symposiums on the topics of sex, week-long events where students can learn about these matters in a liberating way. In other words, in an anything-goes way. Look, you're sending your kids to these schools. You need to know what's going on there. But the idea that an elite Ivy League students is somehow in the dark about sex, it's just, you got to be brain dead to even say something like that. You think that they're not aware of various forms of birth control, different ways to have sex? Right? You think that they haven't figured out be able to express themselves, what they want? I mean, from what I've read, talked about on the show, the most oversexed humans on the planet are, you know, seniors, juniors, and kids in college. The point of sex weeks really are not to accomplish any real practical kind of sexual education. Come on, think about it. Really, again, I say, how much sexual education do these kids need? They probably could teach you parents a few things. Right? Most of the time, when you look at some of the things, or you look at some of the booths, I can't show you pictures, that are going on the campuses, you know, there's a redundancy to the booths. The more sex toys, the better. Right? They're trying to teach you sexual ethics. What the heck is sexual ethics? Right? They've got young men and young women who are encouraged to practice freewheeling, casual hookups without any sense of magnitude of sexual. So in other words, as I've said on the show in the past, they're trying to make sex as like casual kissing. It's not a big deal, but it is a big deal. And we've had, you guys can look it up on your own. I'll bring somebody on if I really have to. But unless our kids are really cold, I mean extremely cold, I mean emotionally, the act of sex, having sex, there are chemical releases in the body. And I'm not talking about the obvious ones. The brain reacts differently in men and women. There's a lot more going on there just the mere, wow, see, can you tell I'm tripping over this? I'm trying to make it so if you have a young one listening, if you have a young one listening, what's wrong with you? I just thought of that.
Family show.
What?
You are so red.
Well, because, look, this isn't the only campus this is going on. We do these stories every year. They go on all over the place. What, Primal Scream Week at the one campus, what I thought was hilarious?
Yeah. What does this have to do with a career?
With a career?
Well,
what if you want to go to pornography?
I mean, no.
What, no? Okay, I'm just saying.
That's not a college career.
How do you know? Have you checked them all? We've seen some pretty whack stuff in doing this show over the years. Seriously. Anyway, so why do this? There's several reasons. The first is that college administrators are with the rest of the campus officialdom, made up mostly of progressives. So every day again, made up mostly of progressives. Right? I mean, they want to push. Look, at the more sexual activity, the more you make this not a big deal. I mean, really, seriously. Would you guys, in the 60s or 70s, it was always called making love. No, it's sex. Most of you were just having sex. You were making love. I mean, what do you make love to 20 women a year? I mean, I'm just being funny. Really, where does it stop? What is making love? What is having sex? Is the difference between the two of them? And then you go ahead and bring sex toy people. You know, I always said this, and you guys, you do what you want to do. But I always, you're all lucky that I'm out of time. Because I was just about.
Thank God.
I'm Joe, the senior host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, top of the hour. We do a little reset. Go get yourself some coffee. Come on back.
Nine.
What?
It's 9 o'clock.
We're done?
Say goodnight.
Good night, people. Have a great weekend. Be safe. God, I thought I had a lot more to go. I got a lot more to say. Anyway, have a great weekend. Be safe. See you back here on Monday.